You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Neon Jazz. Starting things off on this hour of jazz is Sicilian jazz guitarist Joe Pass with the 1970 song Slick Cat off his Better Days album. Pass was one of the great jazz guitarists of the 20th century with his outstanding knowledge of chord inversions and progressions. He truly opened up new possibilities for jazz guitar and had a profound influence on future guitarists. Born into a non-musical family, Pass started to play the guitar after being inspired by actor Gene Autry's portrayal of a guitar-playing cowboy. His first guitar was a $17 Harmony model for his 9th birthday. By 14, Pass started getting gigs and was playing with bands. His early style was influenced by guitarist Django Reinhardt and saxophonist Charlie Parker. Pass had the unusual lifelong habit of breaking his guitar picks and playing with only the smaller part of the neck. Another original innovator in this wide world of jazz of ours. Thanks again for joining me, your jazz host Joe Domino, for this slice of Neon Jazz, coming to you from the home of jazz greatness in the 30s and today here in Kansas City, Missouri, featuring musicians like Howard McGhee, Jimmy Bruno, John Faddis, and much, much more. Coming up next on Neon Jazz is Tennessee native trombone man Jimmy Cleveland with the catchy 1957 tune, Long Ago and Far Away. Thank you. That was talented jazz guitarist Herb Ellis with the 1957 song Big Red's Boogie Woogie off a strong Nothing But the Blues album. Mitchell Herbert Ellis was best known for his 1950s membership in the trio of pianist Oscar Peterson. He was also a staple of West Coast studio recording sessions and was an excellent bop-paced guitarist with a slight country twang to his sound. During the Oscar Peterson trio years, from 53 to 58, he was a somewhat controversial member of the trio because he was the only white person in the group in a time when racism was very much widespread. And there you have a richly contested beginning to what we call the jazz craft. Coming up next on Neon Jazz is Brazilian sax man Indris Bordirua with the 1985 tune, For Wes.
This is Mike Matheny, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was jazz guitarist Jimmy Bruno with a live at Birdland lick called Segment. The Philadelphia native started playing at the age of 7 and began his professional career by the age of 19, touring with Buddy Rich. Among the many credits he is the only guitarist to have ever led Frank Sinatra's band. He counts Johnny Smith, Joe Pass, and Wes Montgomery amongst his influences. Just this year, he opened up the Jimmy Bruno's Guitar Workshop website that allows students to learn directly from Jimmy through video lessons. A student can watch video lessons of Jimmy teaching, record a video, and send it to Jimmy for his review. That's what it's all about, my friends, bringing more Jimmy Brunos into the world. Up next on the show is pianist and composer Hank Jones with his quintet on the 1955 tune, Almost Like Being in Love. Thank you. That was virtuoso jazz and stride pianist Johnny Guarneri with the song Exercise and Swing off a Best Of 1944-46 album. He is best known for his big band stints with Benny Goodman in 1939 and Artie Shaw in 1940. Johnny is also noted for his embellishment of jazz with classic piano. Tragically, at the age of 68, he died on stage during a performance with Dick Sutherland. He left behind quite a legacy. We're going to keep the jazz guitar strumming here on the show. Up next on Neon Jazz is Joe Puma with the song Pumatic off a 2007 retrospective album. By the way, that's my youngest son, Miles. He's training to be a radio announcer himself. That was jazz drummer Jimmy Cobb with the song I Had the Easiest Dream off the 2009 Jazz and Tequila Blue album. Jimmy's most famous work is on Miles Davis's 1959 classic album, The Blue. As of 2011, Cobb is the last surviving player in that session. He also played on other famous Davis albums, such as Sketches of Spain and The Carnegie Hall. He has worked extensively with a wide range of artists, Dinah Washington, Dizzy Gillespie, John Coltrane, Andy Wilson, and many more. One cat in the long haul. Up next on Neon Jazz is sax hero John Coltrane and singer Johnny Hartman with the 1963 song, One.
Whenever I speak, tells me that you are my own. You fill my eager heart with such desire. Every kiss you give sets my soul on fire. I give myself in sweet surrender. My one and only love, my one and only love.
Thank you. Drop something.
Oh, man. Again, that was the Great Jazz Trio with the 2006 song I'm Old Fashioned off the album Stella by Starlight. Taking us out of this hour of neon jazz is trombonist J.J. Johnson with the 1956 song Tumbling Tumbleweeds. Thanks for tuning in to the show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz, and my good friend and show engineer, John Christopher,
yo,
for believing in the jazz. Let us know what you think or not about our little show here at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. Tragically, at the age of 68, he died on stage during a performance with Dick Sutheiltler. Dick Sudhalter.
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 It's fine. Sudhalter.
Sudhalter.
This is a bad segment for him.
Like I say, Dick. Okay, never mind.
Ha! That's it. Hold it right there. Pronoun trouble.
Neon Jazz.